With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court ruled that Texas' age verification law for porn websites is unconstitutional and does not violate the First Amendment. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
An issue in the Texas case is whether online pornographers should be required to verify that a visitor to their website is 18 before letting him in. Texas argues that the law is necessary because smartphones have made access to online porn, including hardcore obscene material, almost instantaneous. Studies have shown that children in the U.S. are now seeing pornography as young as 10 years old. More than a dozen states have enacted verification laws like the one in Texas. The pornographers argue that their First Amendment rights are being violated. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court also decided by a 6-3 vote that parents can opt their children out of classes that have LGBTQ content.
The justices reversed lower court rulings in favor of the Montgomery County school system in suburban Washington, D.C. The high court ruled that schools could likely not require elementary school children to sit through lessons involving books if parents expressed religious objections to the material. The decision was not a final ruling in the case, but the justices strongly suggested that the parents will win in the end. The justices have repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years, and the case is among several religious rights cases at the court this term. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Senate Republicans appear to have President Trump's big bill back on track after a flurry of last-minute revisions, but there's still a long way to go. The president at first gave Congress some breathing room toward his 4th of July deadline, but later insisting a post that they get it done by the holiday. President Trump says he's suspending trade talks with Canada over its plans to continue with its tax on technology firms. He said Friday that Canada had informed the U.S. it was sticking to its plan to impose the tax. Set to take effect Monday, President Trump calls it an egregious tax. This is SRN News. Delaware goes all in on transgenderism. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Democratic Governor Matt Meyer has issued an executive order designed to make his state a destination for people who want their children to have sex change operations. The order establishes that Delaware is now a, quote, shield state, prohibiting state agencies from cooperating with investigations, subpoenas, or legal actions initiated in other states against individuals or providers involved in gender-affirming care. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Armenia's security services have arrested one of the country's top religious leaders on terrorism charges and accused him of plotting to overthrow the government. Archbishop Bagrat Galstanyan is a leading figure in the influential Armenian Apostolic Church. The government accuses him of planning to carry out bombings and arson attacks to disrupt power supplies and stage accidents on major roads to paralyze traffic. This is SRN News. Police have detained six Americans in South Korea. More on this story from correspondent Jason Walker.
They allegedly tried to send 1,600 plastic bottles filled with rice, dollar bills, and Bibles toward North Korea by sea. Police say the Americans tried to throw the bottles into the water so they would float toward North Korean shores by the tides. They were detained on allegations they violated safety laws. Activists floating plastic bottles or flying balloons carrying anti-North Korean propaganda across the border has long caused tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Jason Walker reporting.
Flash floods triggered by pre-monsoon rains swept away dozens of tourists in northwest Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 8 people. The nationwide death toll from rain-related incidents rose to over 18 in the past 24 hours. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.